Dennis's bill is intended to hold city contractors to the mission of employing ex-offenders. It requires they check with city-funded programs that help ex-offenders get jobs. But after a committee deferred the bill last week, Dennis is making changes to address concerns, particularly from the construction industry and other council members. He says one amendment would require the city's chief of procurement look into incentives for contractors that hire ex-offenders.
We can get more done by offering a carrot instead of a stick, if it's done right. And so you heard me kind of push back on let's not rush in looking at incentives, but let's move in that direction to incentivize businesses that will hire ex-offenders, train those ex-offenders.
Among the issues brought forth at the meeting is the need for more ex-offender training that can be done in a short amount of time. Catherine Burns with the Jacksonville Reentry Center says her organization can provide a felon fresh out of prison at most a few months' worth of housing. So certifications like forklift operating that can be done in less than a week are more beneficial than months-long courses. She suggests it might be better to start training felons while they're still incarcerated. Meanwhile, Dennis's bill will go on to the Finance Committee next week. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.